5 left from G3 XGW, yes, all stations copy. And quite an occasion, really, with 8 of us, I think it is.
Very, very good indeed. Thank you for organising it.
Interesting, I was in Beedale last weekend, funnily enough. We had a weekend up in Yorkshire taking a barrel back to the brewery in Mantham, the Antique Brewery.
And we were actually in, just up the road from Beedale, a place called
Craig Hall Mill. So there's a coincidence for you. And very nice signal indeed, of course. And I did wonder if there used to be a bit more power. And that's how the mystery is that it's solved, of course. Interested in how you've done that, I guess. You obviously can't modulate the HT from a fifth volt direct, because otherwise you'd be FMing the VFO. So it'd be interesting to detail that on another occasion. And yes, I will be at the NDCS tomorrow, so hopefully maybe we can have a little chat about it there. The other stations, Ben, you're about 5 and 8. Alan was also about 5 and 8 with me. G4 KTF, unfortunately, was about 3 and 7 with me. I suspect he's probably getting a lot of lower angle stuff out of that kite. I assume he's still using the kite. G4 EJM was about 4 and 6. G4 BYZ was about 4 and 7. And Simon G4 GFN, 5 and 8. And Stuart, very good signal indeed, 5.9 plus with me. Excellent. Very nice to see. I'm running a 5RV, incidentally. The antenna is a 5RV at about 20 feet, so nothing very special. Back to you, Gerald. I should make this a final. My dear lady is trying to drag me off to a car boot stuff. Who knows, there may be some old radios there. Wishful thinking, I suspect. G3 LEO and the group, very, very, very nice to work you all, and hope we'll come up again sometime. G3